Barsh to Atkinson at the one. He's at the goal line. Touchdown, Pioneers! Atkinson crashes in from the one. Elyria has trimmed the Brunswick lead to one. 21-20 with a minute 35 to go. Does Elyria go for two, or do they kick the extra point and tie this game, Andy?
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub. Tim Elkhorn, Rob Polinski, and a cast of hundreds. I'm not sure we got thousands, but there's a lot of people in here tonight. Wow, great to see. Terrific turnout from all of the coaches in Lorain County. We appreciate it very, very much. I think we're up to about 10 of the 16 that are sitting here right now. And I know I got text from earlier in the day from the remaining six, so I think we're pretty much going to fill the house here tonight. So that's cool. 16 Lorain County High School football coaches, and we have descended here at Wolfie's to talk the 2015 season. And again, our show presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. As I promised, right before the break, we go from one school here in Elyria, Elyria Catholic, to the other, the Pioneers in the Elyria High. Pioneers are led by Kevin Fell. And Rob, you mentioned to Coach Dave Stupka of EC, they're going into the new conference. So are the Pioneers. Kevin Fell, thanks for stopping by. And let's start there, this new league. Needless to say, let's not sugarcoat it. It's a tough one for Elyria.
Yeah, we were kind of nobody left, but someone had to get in the league. And, you know, Menor has destroyed three or four leagues in the last 20 years, you know, and they'll probably destroy this one too, and we'll probably kick them out eventually. But yeah, what's left of this league was the old, whatever we used to call it. There's 18 schools in it, and now we're down to like eight. And every game is a toss-up. Some of them maybe not a toss-up. Some of them might be a real underdog, but there's not one team in the league you can look at and say, I think we can beat them. You know, we're going to have to play each week.
Kevin, I'm sure, though, as you approach it with your kids, you get into practices and two-a-days and scrimmages, you can't say, look, we're looking at a tough schedule. You just got to make them better football players. That's the ultimate goal, correct?
We turned the corner last year, Tim, in that respect. You know, we had a stretch there where we had I think they were a 7-1 Stowe team, a real good Brunswick team, and a couple of others, and we went down the line and played them, and we actually beat them. And we got to the point where, you know, we can play with these teams. Our kids don't really line up anymore and say, oh, God, we got to play Solon. We've scrimmaged Solon for 7-8 years, you know, and those types of things. So we can play with anybody. It'd be interesting to see if we can play 7 or 8 weeks straight against those teams. And we'll find out. If anybody can do it, though, these kids can do it. You know, we have a lot of kids that play football, and they don't really know, you know, how good they can be. And we'll just have to wait and see. But being in a new league is a real challenge for sure.
Well, you need talented football players to compete in a league against the likes that you mentioned, Menor, Brunswick, Solon, Strongsville, and so forth. Talk about some of the key guys for Elyria High this year that really need to carry the load for you.
You know, we really changed, Tim, in the 5 years I've been there. When I first came there, we had huge kids and some skill kids. Now we're getting kind of that longer, leaner kid that we like to think they're kind of like Ignatius-type kids. We played Ignatius last year in the playoffs and have a lot of those 6'2", 210 kids now as opposed to the usual Elyria 5'8", 230 guy, you know. And and so, you
wait,
know,
what's wrong with 5'8", 230?
Well, that's Elyria's made a living with those guys. But I look at our kids now and some of our juniors-to-be are those really long, lean athletes that can play offense and defense and do those things. But you know, we have the usual people that are back. We have some real good running backs. Michael Price and Chris Atkinson are both back in the backfield. They were outstanding at the end of last year. Kyle Ringer is a receiver, another outstanding skill kid.
He's a good one.
And, you know, we've got some question marks at quarterback because we have a new quarterback. And we definitely have some question marks at offensive line. We've got Tyler Snyder back, and he's our only starter back on the offensive line, and we're going to have to build an offensive line. Fortunately, Steve Hamilton's been there long enough that that's not a problem for us. We'll come up with an offensive line. Defensively, we're a pretty good football team. We got as good a football player pound for pound as anybody in Ohio in Zach Mason. He's a 5'8", 160-pound plus linebacker, but he was a leading tackler in the state of Ohio last year, and he will be again this year if he stays healthy. He's unstoppable in practice, and you can build a defense around a kid like that. And, you know, then we got our wrestlers, Kevin Vaux and JT Brown, all those guys, they're all good football players, and they're going to help us a lot.
Kevin, I believe this is your fifth year now at Elyria. You've made the playoffs the last couple of seasons. I know it's a new league. I know it's a tough league, but is that kind of the expectation for the program now that you've been there 5 years to either make it or at least be able to compete late in the year for a playoff berth?
If you're going to be a Division I team, you got to play those kind of teams, you know. And if we can go 7-3 every year, we can get in the playoffs. I can't say that we've been close to winning the state title, but we've been able to play with people from time to time. And, you know, it's a growing process. As Tim said, you have to get better, and you can get better. You just have to do it, you know. You can play to what any level you want to play at. All high school kids are the same. Some of them, they might have more better players than we do, but they're all the same kid. You got to make them believe that they can play, and that's the greatness of a new league and a new challenge.
Rob, I know you have a couple more questions, but real quick, you mentioned that Ignatius playoff game. Kevin, I did that game. Yes, they won the game. They were the better football team. But it was only a couple of plays here or there that swung that game to Ignatius. I thought, all in all, your kids competed with them.
Well, I've known Chuck Kyle forever, and at the end of the game, and we used to scrimmage each other, and he was always real nice about it and everything, you know, and we used to play him. He told me after, he said, you got skill kids that can play? He said, the difference was, you know, we started running over you in that second half. And I said, yeah, that, you know, that happens. But I said, you know, that's as close as we've been. And anything can happen. You know, you got to get over the hump. You got to believe a little bit. Menor is a good example of that. Hell, Menor was a team that was 5-5, 6-4 forever. And all of a sudden, they started to play with people, and they've been playing ever since. And we'd like to think we could do that someday.
You mentioned the process. Where do you think you guys are overall in that process?
Well, if you went by today's practice, I'd say back to square one. But, you know, we are to the point where we expect to be decent. We are at the point in the 5 years that I can look at a kid that's a freshman and I can see him in 2 years in a position, you know. And that's part of the process of actually having a program, is you can kind of build for the future. We got kids that are coming into the eighth grade and they say, I want to be like Chris Atkinson. I want to be like Kevin Vaux, you know. And that's a big help. And that's the only way you can build a team. I can't say this is going to be a memorable year as far as where we actually are, because of the fact that we're relatively a young football team. We only got 10 seniors that play much. But I can see the program building, and I can see us being, you know, a team to be reckoned with. I don't think there's anybody in the league that says, oh, God, I'm glad we got Elyria this week, you know. And we're proud of that.
As much as it's challenging to go into this conference, is there also kind of an excitement to say, hey, let's stack ourselves up. Let's see where we are against some very good football programs.
I would have to say that I was probably in the, maybe Ken Fennick and I were in the minority when we went into this league. You know, Kenny was just like, another bunch of softball players to beat up. But in football, we really thought, you know, this is going to make us a better football team. Now, you know, we could run into a string of injuries and it might be a disaster, and that can happen, and then we'll rebound and come back next year. But you're right. It's a challenge. I go to Menor and look at their kids. I go to Solon and look at their kids. They look just like our kids. And you've got to convince your kids of that. You know, we talk about all those teams, but, you know, the one that's got me the most worried, besides Avon Lake, obviously, in the first game, is Lorraine. Lorraine guys are bigger, faster, stronger than all those teams, so... you know, you got to play them one at a time.
There you go.
How excited are you to, real quick, I know in the league you don't get a lot of rivalries or close games, but to open the season with Avon Lake and for Lorraine, just for the kids, for the coaches, for the community, how fun is that?
You know, our best games have been, when I've been here, have been Lorraine County games. I hated to see the Southwest Conference go to 10 teams, because that knocked our third one. Because our third one was Midview, a great game, and now we're playing a Cleveland school. If we could play Avon Lake, Lorraine, and Midview the first three games, that's our season. Our kids live for those games. And then after that, we played Hudson 2 or 3 years ago for the league title, and Hudson brought 100 people, you know. And we played Midview, and it's a sellout, you know. And Lorraine County football, it's a great atmosphere, and we love to play in it.
There you go. Coach, looking forward to talking to you every week. It'll be a lot of fun. Enjoy those conversations. And, hey, I think this is exciting for Elyria. It's going to be a measuring stick to say, how do we get our program to that next level? I think it'll be fun.
I think you're right, Tim. Thank you very much, Rob. Tim, thank you.
Thanks, my friend. Kevin Fell joining us here at the head table, the head coach of the Elyria Pioneers.